Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and well, today down here on the beautiful beach, I hope you can hear a little bit of the lapping of the shore waves. It's pretty calm, warm as toast, gorgeous morning. Hey, when somebody says look after yourself, what do they mean? What is that self they say look after? Is it, or do they say look after yourself? They mean your soul? I'm not sure. Do they mean look after your body? Look after yourself? Or is it a composite? Like look after yourself means happiness and money and health. And it's a very interesting, for me it's very interesting, because so many different environments that I visited define that self incredibly differently, and sometimes it's quite surprising. For example, in some cultures that self is a borrowed self. It's borrowed from the universe. It's like a soul that comes into your being, and that self, look after yourself, it looks after that being that's inside you that goes when you die. So they're not really saying look after your body or your money or your family or your car or your job. They're saying look after yourself, which is packaged like a beautiful crustacean inside a shell. The shell is your work and your relationship and your family, and the shell is your money and your, and the self in that case is this really beautiful thing. It is an entity. Other people talk about the self in terms of the spirit, like an eagle that is circling above us. Look after yourself, which is outside of you, and that self, that being, really isn't anything to do with what you do and what you don't do and how much you've got and who you are. And that self really never comes into you. It's always sort of hovering. And that spirit, when you connect to it, looks after you, gives you energy and vitality and strength and to build the shell. Other people define self, where I've been, as the total package. The self is your work, the self is your family, the self is the entire packaging of life. And look after yourself means look after everything you've got. Very much New York, very much that bigger definition of self, which is another word for ego. Look after your ego self. And your ego, of course, is holding on for grim death to everything it can grab onto to define itself. I am my money, I'm my car, I am my running shoes, I'm the quality of my caregiving. And then in Japan, the self evaporates, where the ultimate statement in Zen is I am I, which means the self doesn't exist. That, as I said one day on a TV show, just before the cameras came on to someone who wanted to talk about self-development, and I said, well, the ultimate realization of all self-development is there's no self to develop, which upset them quite substantially before the cameras came on. And that's an interesting definition too, that every time we try to put a finger on the word self, we define it and we create an ego around it, and therefore we miss the point. Because the more we refine our understanding of self, the more we know there's no self to develop. very easy to get attached to all these minor definitions of self. And in the universal laws, it's very important to understand that this, that having a fixed self, making a stand, holding a position on anything, is going to diminish the amount of love we have for life. Our love list is built on the presumption of no self, that we'll do whatever it takes, go anywhere, travel anywhere, to do whatever it takes to live our love list. But we don't, because self gets in the way. We say, this self is a good self, therefore the good self will do something good in order to fulfill its love list, and therefore it becomes in some way self-limited. You know, in the last podcast I talked about putting your head on the pillow at night, and I think it's really important that we all have an understanding of what is ourself. And if it is the materialized definition of self, then we are, if we don't have a materially great day, then it'll be hard to put the head on the pillow. If we define self as our morals and ethics, and whether we were good to people and kind and generous and nice, then which is a definition of self, if you go some places in the world, then if we haven't done all those things right in the day, then our self will not rest at night. If there is no self, then it comes to the point where we'll put our head in a pillow and we'll go, I don't know who I am, I don't know, therefore maybe it's even harder to put the head on the pillow with no self. But I think what's important is to acknowledge that this definition of self gets in the way, especially if it's based on a moral, or if it's based on material, or if it's based on a measurable output. This definition of self becomes a block to love, to doing what we love, to loving what we do, to giving what we love, to being what we love. And I think at the end of the day, it's that feeling of love that puts us to sleep at night. Love for it, whatever it is. Anyway, it's food for thought. I know what the universal laws of nature define as self, but you have to really make up your mind what you would like to have it be. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day.